Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. It's everyone's favorite day, sex toy review day. My amazing Sex with Emily team is reviewing some of the most innovative products, plus giving a new twist on some of the old favorites. Thanks for listening. You know how I'm always talking about how important it is to mix things up in the bedroom? Well, Hustler Hollywood stores should be your main destination to the best toys, erotica, the sexiest lingerie, and most of all, the easiest way to find answers to what you've been looking for to how to enhance your sex life. I always say it's great first date night. Take them to a Hustler Hollywood store and figure out, you know, maybe not first date, a date night, a second date. Figure out what you both like. Oh, that toy looks hot. Or have you ever watched this kind of porn? It's a great way to figure out what you and your partner want to try, what you like, to spice up your relationship, or if you just need a special toy for yourself. Also, they have a new website, hustlerhollywoodstores.com, and you can use Sex with Emily at checkout, and you get 20% off any of their toys, any of their products. Also, if you go to their store, you also say Sex with Emily at the counter, and you get 20% off all your sexy purchases. How fun is that? So go to hustlerhollywood.com and have a good time there, because I know you will. Spice up your sex life.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can check out all of our podcasts. You can so easily subscribe to the podcast. You just, you know, click on the subscribe button, 2 a week. Do you love that? Plus, we have blogs on our site. We have videos. So many fun things happening there. And really, if you like listening to the show, you should really check out the site, because we always have more information and blog posts and things like that will change your life. Just like the team here has changed everyone's life, because they are the people who make Sex with Emily run and make it so possible. I'm so glad that we're all here today. Hi, everyone.
Yes.
Hi.
This is a big day, you guys. Really, because, you know, we get a lot of toys into the office. I mean, it's kind of a joke. I mean, we actually do videos. If you check out our Instagram, we do. It's like the other day we get Madison 20 pounds of Fleshlight.
Yeah, I think it was roughly 21 pounds of Fleshlight delivered to the office.
It's pretty amazing. It's exciting. It's like, what's in the box every day? We don't know. So we pick our toys and we all try them out, and so we can give you information, because I know I never ever talk about products that I don't believe in and that we haven't tried and that we don't like. So we've picked a range today that we're going to go through, but these aren't just toys. These are things that will like take your sex life and your relationship to the next level. So if you're like, oh, I don't like toys, it's about intimacy, enhancing intimacy with your partner and with yourself. Because some of these toys are going to do things to your body that, I'm sorry, no matter how great your vagina is and your penis, it can't do the things that these toys can do. And they will help you have better sex together and apart. I'm telling you, right, guys? Do you agree?
Agreed.
Yes.
Okay, absolutely. You don't have to agree. I mean, they're not yes men, let me say that, or women.
All right, fine, okay. Emily, no, I don't agree.
Okay, so let's just give a little, okay, that's Madison. People have heard her voice before on the show a lot. Madison is my producer. We have our intern, Eddie.
Hey, guys.
He's been amazing. He's been here willing to jump in and try everything out. We'll be talking about the Fleshlight. Alyssa, my
Hello.
Assistant, who rocks, and Lori.
Hi.
Hi, Lori. Lori is doing everything, too, in the office. We're all working together here. We are, Lily, everything that you see from Sex with Emily, we are creating it so you guys can have better sex. This is the deal. The first thing we're going to start with today, is there anything else you want to say before we get started? Anyone, you guys want to say anything about how happy you are working here?
So happy. Honestly, it's been the funnest past couple months of my life. Can't believe it's real. So
I did not pay you to say that. Okay.
My masturbation game is like really on point right now.
What does that mean? What do you mean, Lori?
I just am getting more out of masturbating and doing it more often and liking it more. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. We're going to get into that more. Really. Yeah. So prior to this job, you internship
like
and now job.
I've always kind of masturbated, but I feel like I was in a little bit of a rut like before this.
Wow, we got you out of your masturbation rut. Okay. I love that.
It's the dream.
It's the dream. Living the dream. Living the dream. Realistically. Okay. So we don't want to waste any of your time here. Let's get started with the intensity. So the intensity is, you've probably heard, if you haven't heard me talk about it on prior shows, today we're going to break it down for you. So here's what happened. I have a friend. My friend's husband. He's an investor and he's a really powerful guy in LA, and he invests in really important, groundbreaking medical devices, which is, you know, random one day when I get a call from him. I don't know him very well. He said, Emily, there's a company that's doing some amazing stuff in the sexual health space, and I've got this product. I don't know. You're the expert. Can you try it out and tell me what you think? If we should, you know, help them grow, give them money. It's by these doctors. They've helped all these women. Try it out. So he hands me these boxes of this thing product called the Intensity. So when you first see it, it looks like a rapid vibrator. But on the shaft, there are two stainless steel plates. These are the muscle stimulators, the part that do your Kegel exercises for you. There's also a tiny little appendage that comes out from the shaft, like the rabbit ears that vibrates on your clitoris, which is standard for most rabbit vibes. And what it does is, so you've also heard me talk about the importance of doing your Kegel exercises. They're for men and for women, but today we're focusing more on strengthening the female pelvic floor, but yes, men can do them too. So the amazing thing about this product is that, okay, the importance of Kegel exercises is that they strengthen your pelvic floor muscles. So what is your pelvic floor? Okay, the pelvic floor, it supports your internal pelvic organs. Okay, what does that mean? This is what gives you control over your bladder, your bowel. And for men, the pelvic floor is important for erectile function and ejaculation. So for women, pelvic floor muscles can help you with greater sexual satisfaction and arousal. So what am I saying? When we do our Kegel exercises, you tense and you relax, and that will strengthen them over time. So why is this important? Well, when you do these exercises, you strengthen the pelvic floor because, like any other muscle, like when you go to the gym, you do your biceps or you do your squats, you have to exercise them or they atrophy. They don't work anymore. They don't feel good. You have flabby arms. What are they called? What are they called when you got the bad?
Bat wings? Like the bat wings. Oh, yeah, they're bingo wings. Oh.
You got the bingo wings if you don't do your triceps. You got flabby abs if you don't do your abs. And your pelvic floor, which no one's going to walk around going, did you see that chick's pelvic floor?
Super
okay,
funny.
Which is why we probably don't focus as much time on it because you're like, I don't really see the results. So I don't understand. The problem is for women is that over time, your pelvic floor, like any other muscle, becomes weak. And this can start in your 20s, 30s, definitely into your 40s and 50s. And it just happens. It drops. It becomes weak. And the problem is women have problems like, you know, if you, and this happens to you guys sometimes, right? The women in the room, you sneeze, you pee maybe in your pants, jump on a trampoline, you pee. Also, urinary incontinence if you have a child. So like if a woman is a child after childbirth, things get stretched out. You just, your vagina, you want it to be tighter. Women are always saying, like, oh, is it tight? Am I tight? This is the answer to all your problems because when you do these exercises, it will become tighter. Plus the benefits of having stronger exercises, even if you're like, oh, it's fine. I've never felt any pee or I've never had any problems. I have amazing orgasms. When you do these exercises, your orgasms as a woman become much, and men, for ejaculation, become much, much stronger because you're working your internal muscles, your clitoris, that vaginal elusive G-spot orgasm we all talk about, they become stronger. So when I launched my app Kegel Camp a few years ago, I thought it was really like everything. I'm like, I need to do them more. Like I know the benefits of them because I've done and done them like, you know, for a month and then stopped. So I committed to 3 months and I did them. And I'm telling you guys, and I too, Lori, when I started my show 10 years ago, up my masturbation game, up my sex game, I was not like everything, you know, I didn't have all the answers. So when I was doing them, and I'm doing again now with this new thing we're going to tell you about, I, no joke, I could have orgasms probably in half the time that I usually can. Plus, I was able to have during intercourse, which we know only 30% of women can have orgasms, G-spot orgasms, which I can, but it's not as frequent every time. Plus, I was having the blended orgasms. So I'd have the clitoral, it was like a whole different game because when you're strengthening it, it's like those muscles are like, they're tighter. So they're hitting your G-spot. Your G-spots, it's like, it's all in, how do you, you know, it's just like, it's just tighter and stronger. And when you're doing the exercises also, like, I find, like, you know, you also become, like, more turned on. So I was, like, masturbating more. And the whole thing, it, like, changed my sex game. And then I stopped. So, because it's just kind of a pain sometimes to sit there with the app and do them yourself. And people do them wrong. So we got this intensity, right, that I just told you about, this product. And it was invented by a doctor. And it was specifically just given to patients had to go in and see their doctor. And the doctors would have to use it on them. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but he would have to, because it was a very expensive machine. It was like a $1,000 machine. It had biofeedback. Because so many women go in with this problem, either sexual dysfunction, they just can never have orgasms. After childbirth, they're, you know, it's everything's looser down there. But then they thought, why don't we make a portable one that women can just take home and use, right, and strengthen it? So they created this product. And so the amazing thing about this product is that it does them for you, literally. It's like nothing will do your abs for you. Like nothing will do run for you. But these, you lie there and it actually, I don't even have to tense and relax. It's doing it and it feels really, really pleasant. I honestly think this is going to be revolutionary because women who, last night on Loveline, for example, we got 3 calls from women who said that they've never had orgasm during intercourse, which you know is really common. And I just, and there was one woman who said she hasn't wanted it since she had children. And I was like, I believe that the more in touch you are with your body, the more you masturbate and the more you do the exercises, the more sex you want the more. So I feel like with this toy, it's not even a toy. It's a combination of a medical, like, because it does your exercises, plus it's a goddamn rabbit vibrator. So it has the vibrations on it. So it's like you have vibrations and you have orgasms and exercise your muscles. So first you cover the muscle stimulators in the electrode gel, which comes with the intensity. Then you insert it into your vagina. And slowly you inflate the shaft so that the muscle stimulators are in complete contact with the muscle surrounding the vagina. It's so cool because it customizes the fit to every person's body is different. So it'll customize it and it just stops when it knows that it's in the right position. Then you start increasing the stimulation controls. There are 2 different sets of controls and intensity. So one is for the vibration and one is for Kegel stimulations. So you increase the stimulation until you feel full muscle contraction. And there's no need to move it around once it's inside you. So I just lie there and I felt super relaxed. Like I had it inside me and I laid back and I was like, wow, I felt sort of this like zen, peaceful relaxation. And I've never felt that kind of stimulation inside my vagina before.
And you could, I felt that in the past, I probably wasn't doing my titles as effectively. And I felt like I chilled and I meditated.
It's the same way that you might feel if all of a sudden you have all these like dishes to do and someone comes along and does them for you. And you're just like, oh, I'm just going to kick back and let someone else do the dishes. Like,
and that's they give you an orgasm while they do it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Right.
The sensation is not like something I've ever felt before. I mean, it was totally, totally new. Like when the muscle stimulators, the two stainless steel plates that are on there, when they activate, it's like... It's intense. Intense.
Right. But they act, yeah, exactly. I mean, what did you think, Alyssa, of the intense, of the stimulation?
So it took me, it took me two times to really understand it and feel it. And I really like it. First of all, I love what it does. And it feels great when you figure it out. I've never felt like, it's an interesting feeling of being full and like full and stimulated, which I know is kind of what sex is, but it's like a different feeling in its own, I don't know, it's different and I loved it.
Yeah, and it's perfectly, and it's like designed to fit into, because as you know, all vaginas are unique, like beautiful like snowflakes. Little snowflakes, and it's like perfectly designed to fit into every single vagina and like fit every woman a little bit differently. That's part of the pump thing, is that you pump it up so it will fill you completely because you're supposed to feel full and all of that. And I feel like with most insertable sex toys, you kind of have this like, it's very obvious that you're not completely full, that there's like a, you know, like a dildo or something in you. This just kind of like fills you right up. Yeah. So it's like, it's just totally new. And then you've also got the vibrations like filling you up. And that's nice as well.
Yeah. Exactly.
So. Yeah. And I think that's why it took one or two times is to find the right level of fullness for me, you know, and you got to play around with it and figure it out exactly. And once you get that sweet spot, you're golden.
Exactly. Like you have to puff it up and then you feel, you're like, it is, I thought it was just cool. And I found that it was like, so I, at first, like, cause the whole deal is that you could just buy the Apex. They have a toy called the Apex that just does the exercise for you. But this one is a rabbit. So I turned off the rabbit and I was like, I'm just going to do this. So I just laid back and it felt tingly at first. But to me, it was like, all of a sudden I felt like, cause I meditate, it was really like meditative and that it felt, but I actually did it for 10 minutes because when I met with the woman from Intensity, she was like, oh, you know, do it for, because I met with them after I tried it. I was like, oh my God. And I've met with the person, the woman who runs it. And she was like, do it for 10. So then I felt like I got into this zone where at first it just felt like I was relaxing, that it was doing these muscles. And then I felt like, then I started to get turned on. Then I started to get like aroused after like 10 minutes and like super peaceful, relaxed. And I felt like these muscles were working. And then I turned on the rabbit vibration part, which I typically not a huge, to be honest, like I like rabbit vibes. They're not my go-to. I'm a clitoral vibe girl. So then I turned on the rabbit stimulation part, like after I was done doing the exercises, which you should do like 5 times a week. You could do it 5 minutes a day. And then I had the most incredible blended orgasm that no other toy has ever given me.
Well, there's, I haven't also even told you guys this. A vibrator on the inside.
Exactly, for your internal, for your internal clitoris.
There's two separate vibrators on the toy.
That's right. Crazy. It's crazy. Did you guys? So what did you think of the internal vibrations?
Oh, I couldn't really feel the internal, but I also think that I went a little bit ham with the...
stimulation.
Yeah, I went a little, sorry, ham. I went hard. I went a little bit harder with the stimulation because I really wanted to make sure I was feeling that. So I was turning up the vibrations. I did have it pretty high, but I mostly felt the stimulator, which was really cool and very like totally new sensation. It's like I never realized I wasn't doing my Kegel exercises correctly until I felt it doing them for me. And I was like, oh, hey, that's what that's like. And then it even says on the directions, like part of to feel the full results, you need to also do free Kegels when you finish up with it. And I felt like I knew how to do them better once I removed the toy because it was like muscle memory. Like I knew what it felt like.
Exactly. I could do them right now.
And that was really cool. Well, yeah, exactly. Now.
Oh, next month, you guys, we are doing a Kegel. Next month is all about Kegels too in the office. We're doing, it's sex education next month, but we're going to be having a little Kegel contest. We're going to run through our Kegel camp. We're going to do videos. It's going to be a fascinating series. Women sitting around doing the Kegel exercises. But here's the thing about the inner, so a lot of women don't know though, strengthening your inner clitoris, there's 15,000 nerve endings. And it's part of the clitoris. So it internally runs along the root of the vagina. So there's these 4 inches of legs, like the clitoris. So people are always like, oh, I don't get why if I rub my labia or the inside, why that feels good. Because it's all really connected. So that's how you have that elusive vaginal or G-spot orgasm is when you also are strengthening the inside clitoris is really all connected to the G-spot as well. So that's something special about this. And then you got the external. And so... what else, you guys? Could you guys feel? I mean, I know that Have you guys felt the strengthening of it? Have you felt like, have you done it over time? I mean, I know that we're starting with it, but I feel, I don't know. I felt like it's, and even when I've now had sex afterwards, I'm so much, I don't know. I just feel like I'm walking around. I'm feeling like more aroused, like in my day-to-day life from this goddamn machine. I swear to God, this.
It's amazing.
Well, yeah. I'm really excited about it. Like, ever since I heard of what a...
It's not a machine. It's a toy. And I just feel like I want... Every time I talk to my friends, I'm like, you guys have to try it. Because they're all like... A lot of them have kids. They're like, I can't... And I think it gets you in the mood for sex more.
Totally. All of it.
I mean, it's like when you start working out, you're like for your beach body, you know, and you're like super stoked to hit the beach and show it off because you've been doing all this work on it. I feel like that's it. You're walking around carrying like a loaded gun. Basically, yeah. You're like, yeah, I've been working for this.
I'm ready.
It's going to be good. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, the benefits alone just make it worth it. Even if it didn't vibrate, I feel like a lot of people would still want to use it because it benefits you so much in the long run. I can't wait to see it.
And one of my favorite things that when we first heard about it was that it's also like a preemptive thing, you know, so as like we get older and, you know, all the natural things happen, if we do these enough and use the toy long enough, then when the time comes, we're just going to be tight and ready to go forever. And so I think that helped me to start noticing it more, you know, and being more in touch and definitely feeling stronger. And that's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's only going to get better.
I love it. And you too?
Oh, yeah. Right? I mean, I'm really excited for the next time I have sex with someone because I feel like I want them to be like, oh, you're so tight down there. I can feel you contracting. I can feel you squeezing around me or whatever.
Well, they can. Okay, so that's the other thing I meant to say. There were so many things I wanted to say here, as I often do, is that when I do these keckles, that the guy I was dating when I was really into my keckles for that 3-month period, he could feel it tighter. Like, I could feel it tight. It was a boyfriend in San Francisco, and it was like, I could feel it. He could feel it. And so what this woman was from Intensity was telling me was that, so I had that experience with him and I was like, oh my God, like you could like rip. It's like I could rip his penis off. You know?
Oh, I love that. Because
that's how, no, I didn't want to rip it off. I'm kidding.
Well, and then, of course, the guy's always so in control of every movement and action that happens. And then like to know that I can like move my vagina around it.
Right.
Actively?
So, and when you're doing pulsing it, you're more likely to have those orgasms too. And then this woman told me, that, you know how all these women, so there's all this stuff now with women getting like labioplasty and stuff, so their vaginas are tighter. They think they it's like a cosmetic fix, like after kids or whatever. Well, it turns out that what happens, a lot of these women go back to the doctor like 3 months later and they're like, what happened? Well, because it got stretched out again. Yeah. So now doctors are saying, but get this intensity. So you'll be tighter.
It's like a non-surgical vaginal
rejuvenation.
Exactly.
That's why everyone's talking about this. And I just feel like honored and so awesome that we get to like try it out.
Yeah.
And the other thing I was just going to say about it is, the lady plays the tighter vagina. Yeah. Just that you feel tighter and that your partner will feel too. Because like a lot of men have written and said to you, like if you look at their testimonials of things they've sent us that it like changes their sex life. And for women, I also think I was talking to Dr. Drew about this a lot. We've been talking Dr. Drupinski on Loveline with me about this. And I'm getting one for his wife too. Cause I said to him, I said, you know, it occurred to me that so many women, because one of the top questions we also get asked is like women who just have lower libido than their partners or, you know, not in the mood different times a month after childbirth again, or just whatever. And I think it's because women, like men masturbate a lot more frequently than women. That's known. But I think that if you have a slump or there's something you're just not feeling sexual, the more that you, just like, you know, when you start going to the gym and you feel healthier and it just makes you want to eat healthier and it changes your whole life. And I told him this and he's like, looked at me and he's like, you know, you might be right. First he's like, you're insane. But then he was like, you know, I think you're right. And I said something about this, by just strengthening these muscles, like it takes you 5 minutes. I think this could solve, like, you know, this new libido pill came out for women that I think that this could solve it and women would have more desire if they were more in touch and it wouldn't just be like, go masturbate. It's like you're increasing this muscle that will actually make you want to have more sex as a result.
And also, you know, like guys talk about girls getting loose or whatever, which really like upsets me. But
me too.
What about like guys that just have a slender penis, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I'm
no
not
one ever
loose.
Says
your penis
that.
Is
like,
slender.
What if you have a skinny dick, you know? Like,
right.
Using this toy might help you if your boyfriend or partner has a skinnier penis.
Yeah, that's a good
thing. Yeah, well, I used to date someone who had a quite slender penis, and that's when I started to like really do a lot of Kegels because I was like, oh, I got to make
and
the
did you
sex
see,
be better.
Right, and did you feel it? I mean, it takes like 2 weeks, literally. That's the thing that's so amazing. It takes two, I mean, they say like, oh, wait a month, but 2 weeks.
No, I wish exercise also was 2 weeks. This is even better.
It can be if you do all three. Choose this and set it. Okay, I love it. Okay, so you guys, this is The Intensity by Pour Moi. Mm-hmm. It's pourmoi.com, P-O-U-R-M-O-I. Just go to my website, click on the banner. And we are giving one away this month. that I want you all to know, which is pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. So if you want one, which I'm sure you do now, I hope, I can't imagine they don't, it's feedback@sexwithemily.com. Write an email to me why you want one or why you want one for your partner, and we will be giving one away, and we'll send it to you. Is there anything else, you guys, like comments, questions that you think? Because I know I'm passionate. I know I'm going to miss some things. Go.
No, I don't think that that you missed anything. I think it's just like for kind of like helpful tips, you know, like that was like why it works, how it works, all of that. But like actual like troubleshooting tips, I know, as you said, it's kind of when you first are looking at it, you're like, ooh, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Like this is kind of, it's all new to me. So the first time I sat down to try it, I was kind of freaked out. I don't even really do Kegels at all. So right, I was like, what is going to happen here? And I actually masturbated first with my magic wand, which we're going to talk about a little bit later, and got myself like a couple orgasms deep. And I was so much more relaxed, and it was so much easier for me to like, you know, use it and actually like jump into it and enjoy it. And I think it felt better because I was already stimulated, you know, when you're already aroused, everything's all swollen and like tender inside. So
I watched a little better. Porn.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I feel like that's so interesting. See, we had different, right here is how we are all different. So I liked getting aroused by doing it. And then it built up to me wanting to have the clitoral or turn on the rabbit vibe.
I was like pleasure first.
No, but it is true that most women need clitoral stimulation to have like a G-spot orgasm. So it would make sense that it would relax you. And so that's either way. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Okay.
And then I used the magic wand during, and it was like, wow. Whoa. Yeah, it was crazy.
Did your house blow up?
I mean, I orgasmed internally to the stimulation thing. So like the way it was like, as my like insides were clenching, I was having a clitoral orgasm. It was pretty spectacular.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's what happens.
That
this
is
thing.
The duo
I
of felt, the century.
Yeah. It's amazing.
It's nice. And I was like, oh, I just did my Kegels. I'm good. Let's get some Gatorade.
Right, exactly. Anything else, Alyssa?
I did the same thing as Madison, actually, because the very first time I tried it, I was like, I'm going to check this out. And it was enjoyable, but not as good as when I did masturbate first. And just like her, a couple orgasms deep, loved it. Rocked my world.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I watch some porn because I feel like that gets me really wet.
Yeah,
and I don't use insertable toys at all.
Oh, like, so I've never like your first done time.
It. So this is my first time, and it was also like, oh, I'm going to insert it, and it's going to, you know, like, stimulate my muscles. So I was really nervous about, I don't know, not being
right,
like primed for insertion. So for me, the pornography worked.
Right, good. Yeah. Okay, so then how did you, so that was your first insert thing inside your vagina except for a penis?
Yeah.
Okay, and how was, let's just break that down. How was it?
You know, I was really intimidated about it, but it was not as,
I mean, like, not like it's intimidating because it's so big. It's just intimidating put something inside you that you have to insert a toy.
But it was not as, like, it was not different from having sex. Like, I thought it would be way different, but it was just, like, sex I could control. And I'm also not, like, moving it in and out.
No, you just sit there. That's the thing is that you guys feel like you just sit. Like, I rested on a pillow, like, so I didn't have to hold it. Like, I just laid back. Right. No, I chilled. Like, I got into this deep trance that, like, my whole body. I had, like, a spiritual experience. So, insertion, okay. And then you had orgasm before, after?
I had the orgasms before, just like Madison. Yeah, I wanted to be like real, real ready down there for anything to happen.
But that makes sense. Good. Totally.
Oh, yeah. And other thing, you can use lube with it. Just make sure it's water-based. But in truth, with the gel and everything, it inserted pretty easily. Like, granted, I was already aroused, but I felt that it went in really easy and I didn't even need lube, which was like nice. But I think you can use water-based if you need it, just on top of the stimulation gel. You got to have that gel.
Yeah, it comes with it. So it's worth it. It'll change your life. Check it out. So yeah, pourmoi.com. And that was good, people. Okay.
Yeah.
Now we'll talk about everyone's favorite.
The magic wand.
The magic wand. Okay, the magic wand has been around for 30 years. This is our 30th year. And, right? And it's always been, you guys remember, it's Cadillac of all vibrators. And until this year, it plugged into the wall. It plugged into the wall, which is fine. It's powerful. You're like, I'm fine. I'll take the wall. And it still does if you want to buy one of those. But now it has the magic wand rechargeable. So this is what people, I think, have been dreaming about for years. Like, I want to take it with me. Like, I want to go to the beach. I want to masturbate in the car. I want to take it on vacation. You know, I want to be able to... Don't do it when driving. So it's cool. And they've really, really upgraded it to... in different ways as well, that it's body safe silicone. There's different patterns because the other magic wand is, and okay, so this is a clitoral device. So the other one that just specified was internal, exercising your pelvic floor. The magic wand, only you can use it externally. clitoral. You can use it as a massage device, which is what it was originally intended for, so they say. But it is big, but people are like, oh, did I put it inside me? You're like, no, it's just, it's clitoral. And it's intense because it has such strong vibrations, and they were able to mimic that with the, which is amazing, in the rechargeable version. But the rechargeable version also has the four vibration patterns, which the other one has two. It just has the on, right? It has two vibration patterns. And though four intensities. So this has, but what I love on this one, okay, you guys, is that, okay, well, I'll finish this. It comes with a charging adapter, 6-foot cord. You clean it with a damp cloth. A damp
cloth. Oh, that's really funny.
Can we explain that?
I mean, we kind of have to explain why. So we did a video review. So if you aren't following us or aren't subscribing to Sex with Emily on YouTube, please go do that right now. And then you'll see the Magic Wand review video where Emily breaks down, you know, some of the key parts of the new rechargeable Magic Wand. And she kind of like shows you a side-by-side comparison of the old one and the new one. And we were trying to figure out the best way to clean it. And so we had said to use one thing, and then we're like, oh, well, we can't. So we did a voiceover where Emily recorded the words, a damp cloth. And I'm sorry, because now when you watch it, you're going to see it. You're going to, like, really hear a damp cloth.
Yeah.
Damp
cloth.
Yeah.
Damp cloth.
Yeah. It was a sound bite.
So I have a little MP3 of it on my computer because I edited it into the video. And now if there's, like, a moment of silence in the office, or just it feels like we could use something different, I'll play it and it'll just be Emily saying, a damp cloth.
And all of us will reiterate it back to her, like, oh, Lori, a damp cloth. It's true.
I've never even been there for that. That's freaking amazing.
Yeah.
I was there for the replaying it.
I know, I hate it. They miss me and they play a damp cloth.
Yeah.
We do not have a bad time in the office at all. So, okay.
Anyways, you wash with a damp cloth.
You wash with a damp cloth. They just rub it off. It's fine. But it's just, I mean, I've talked about it so much. I want to talk to you guys about it too. Right. Okay. So, how do you all usually masturbate?
Before I had this wonderful opportunity to start doing what I now do, I had no toys. So I was always a hands-on girl, for lack of a better word.
Right.
And so, you know, I mean, I made my way very well. I've had a fabulous time. But now that I have these, Magic Wand blew my mind. Love it.
Okay.
It's my go-to for when I want a guaranteed, you know, maybe I'm like, you know, I got 10 minutes before I got to go somewhere. I feel like I'm going to use my Magic Wand, and I can pop in probably 3 in 10 minutes if I really try.
Yeah. Now, what settings do you like?
I like to start with the lowest one, just the regular vibration, and then go to, what's this? I can't remember which one it is, but the second of the vibration pattern, the one that's like,
that one too. I actually masturbated this morning, so I could be really clear. I wanted to be fresh on which one I like too, and I like number two as well. Yeah. But there's four, because there's like, and I was actually gonna, I was lying about it. I was like, oh, maybe I should record this so we could hear the different, like, okay. Like, I was not me masturbating, but just the, like, mm-hmm. like the patterns the are like, like there's different, like, so it's like a rising and falling, a rising and falling of different,
like a wave. Right?
Yeah. Which I never used to be into the waves, mm-hmm. but now I'm into the waves with this one, because it's like my orgasm can build and, you know, go up and down with I love that. Okay. And so
So Madison on the mic here.
Madison on the mic, yo.
So I actually had the luck to get an original Magic Wand, the kind that plugs into the wall, and it's my favorite. Kept it bedside when anyone would come over, my boyfriend would be like, Madison, put away your wand. Come on. Like, no. We have company. And I was like, it's fine. They know what I do. So I was very excited to get the rechargeable one. And the settings, honestly, I think the settings are what makes it my new favorite toy, because you've got the choice of, like, some people really like the continuous, like, brr, and, like, that's awesome. That was the old Magic Wand. That was, like, it was a one-trick pony. That was its thing that it did, you know? Yeah, exactly. It went turbo and then, like, super turbo. And so this new one, it starts off a little bit more gentle, so, like, the lowest setting is a little more manageable, which is good because I'm very sensitive down there, and I can't handle, like, a really intense direct vibration right away. So I actually use it over my underwear, which is what I'd recommend to anybody who's like, oh, I can't use a Magic Wand. It'll burn my clitoris off. Like, wear underwear. You're going to be happy you did.
Right.
Like, you will love it.
Yeah. Some people definitely need to wear underwear over it or put something. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Put T-shirt.
A damp cloth.
A damp cloth.
I use it over my underwear. And I start off with the, you know, like the continuous one. And I really build. Like, I learned how to have multiple orgasms and how to have extended orgasms by playing around with the settings on this. And I'm really excited to share. So a lot of people go into the magic wand like, yes, it is a hit it and quit it kind of sex toy if that's what you're looking for. You can go in and 15 seconds later, mind-blowing orgasms, and you're done. You can go about your day. I like to take my time with it, and I kind of tease myself. I, like, hold it close to my clitoris but not quite, or I use it in the surrounding areas and really just, like, build up that orgasm. And then I have the first one on the lowest setting, like the lowest, like, continuous setting. And then I switch it to the, I think it's number 4 on the different patterns. And it's the one that's like, just like a really slow wave. Mm-hmm. And what's funny is it makes a really loud sound when it gets to that, like, crescendo and, like, rattles a little bit because it's working so hard.
But not
it's
loud,
so
like
good.
Your neighbors can hear it.
Oh, it's much quieter than the old one was too. By the, that's really important. Right. Way quieter. But yeah, and then that one will take me into multiple orgasms, like, right away. If I just do that slow little buildup with the continuous, and then I go into the wave one, and I just kind of play around with it, like, 7 orgasms. Like, it's crazy. It is really, really special. Yeah. It takes time. You got to tease yourself. You can't be too hard
with
it.
But... And you can rub it. And the thing is also that you said was important is the teasing is that, and, like, is that learning your, when I always talk about masturbation, it's important to learn your own body. These are the kind of things I'm talking about, the textures of it. People are like, what do you mean learn your... Okay, I got it. I have a clitoral orgasm. No, what we're saying is, like, there's different ways that you can train your body and learn, like, how to delay your orgasm so you can have longer, stronger orgasms, or you can, build to it. And teasing yourself is... So we always talk about, like, teasing during sex when we're giving people advice with their partners, but, like, you can just, like, use it and, like, rub up your labia, rub in your inner thighs, like, tease yourself with it because it feels so good, the vibrations against your body. Use it on your nipples.
Oh, whoa, hi. I've never even thought
about
using
them on
your nipples.
Oh, sorry, throw in the nipple thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I never, like, really
with
stimulate my nipples during
masturbation.
Yeah, with
a little water-based lube.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do that
tonight.
Sorry
to throw you off here. Yeah, do it tonight. Yeah.
That's okay. I was just going to say that the magic wand is how I learned that my orgasm on the right side of my clitoris is totally different from the orgasm on the left side of my clitoris. And when I was using the magic wand is when I discovered that, because, you know, you're holding it at a specific angle and, like, my left hand would get tired. So I would, like, switch to my right. I'm like,
so
whoa,
how are
it's
they
like different?
The right stronger? Upper left?
On my right side, it is a more extended, intense orgasm, I would say. And then on my left side, it is a more, like, quick fire.
That's how, like, okay, that's like the upper left quadrant of the clitoris. There's, like, 8 different parts of the clitoris.
That's my strongest area.
Yeah, same. Yeah. No, that's more. That's
left
more
side, strong side.
No, that's totally common, actually, in women.
I
that's
prefer
the more
right
sensitive.
Side.
But I, I love that you, no, because the right one, the left one's where more people can feel it, but the right one is more extended. So the left one's more common for women, which is so funny that you found that out. And I love this. You guys are like modern day explorers of your vaginal explorers. That's amazing, but that's true. And people, because I remember when I first heard this, it was early on, someone was like, oh yeah, there's quadrants to the clitoris. I'm like, come on. I'm lucky if, like, people can just find the clitoris.
So that's everyone then. Everyone has...
It's like the quadrants.
I thought I was special.
No, I'm saying that we all different. There's nothing, but it's for other women, it could be different sides. So that's why we're like,
that's
flex,
awesome.
Vagina. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to tell you, first of all, okay, we'll come back to the magic wand in a second, but first I'm going to, if you think we've been talking about vaginas, I'm now going to talk about your penis for a second, because I want to tell you about Promescent. Just a little quick break here to tell you that if your penis, if you'd like to have sex that lasts longer, especially if you're with any of, like, women like these who are now having longer, stronger, powerful orgasms, I know you might want to last a little bit longer in bed. It just happens. Not everybody, you know, some men last like 4 minutes. They might want to last 8. And it's, the truth is, there is an orgasm gap. Typically, it takes women, 15, 20 minutes, 30 to have an orgasm sometimes during sex. Men, not so much. So this helps close the orgasm gap. Also helps men, who are premature ejaculation. It's actually the only FDA-approved treatment. But Eddie, intern Eddie, you use Promescent. Talk to me about it.
So I actually used it to masturbate with the fleshlight, and I might usually go around like 5 to 7 minutes with it, and I feel like I lasted almost like 20 to half an hour with it.
Really? With using the Promescent? Okay, so tell me how did you...
So first you apply it, make sure, you get it everywhere, let it absorb. Don't use it before, though, because then, like, it'll, like, I guess, wear off on, like, someone else if you're using it with the partner.
You have to wait 10 minutes.
Yeah, so you have to, like, wait those 10 minutes.
And you put it on your penis.
Yes.
And then your orgasm, so it lasted for, wow, with the fleshlight.
It lasted. And then once I actually, like, came, it was great.
Wow. Great orgasm. And it still felt like a great orgasm. Yeah. Like, okay, cool. I haven't seen you talk about this. Okay, I love that you used it. So everyone should use it. Try it out. It's promescent.com, and you will love it. Go to my website, Sex with Emily, and you can find out about everything we're talking about or click on the Promescent banner. Okay. We're going to get back to Eddie and his penis in a little bit, but let's go back to the fleshlight. Awesome. Thank you, Eddie, for that.
The magic wand? Of course.
The magic wand.
Okay.
Is what I meant. Spoilers. So the magic wand, spoiler alert. Okay, so we're talking about the levels and patterns. I think you guys, I love the intricacies. I love that you guys are all, okay, so do we all, who else? Alyssa, you talked about yours. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's the one thing, the during sex, because we've heard complaints before, you know, it's so big, how to use it during sex. With the old one, you used to get, like, kind of tangled, and you'd be limited as to, like, how far you could really take it into your lovemaking. And then we recently had someone tell us that she didn't enjoy it because she felt that she couldn't use it during sex. But I'm here to tell you, you can and you should.
Right.
To be honest, you really should. Like,
what position do you use it in? Can you explain it?
The most common that we use it in is wheelbarrow because, like, he.
Explain,
you know,
to wheelbarrow people.
Okay,
don't know
so
what it is.
I'll be sitting, like, off, like, half off the bed with my legs, like, up on my guy's shoulders, and he's standing. And he or I will be holding the magic wand against my clitoris, and he will just be going to town. And let me tell you, like, that this is where the strong vibrations come into play, because those become shared vibrations. Like, instead of just having it localized, like, directly onto your vagina, like, you've got it inside of your vagina because it's transferring into his penis. And
he's feeling the vibrations through it.
And he's feeling the vibrations, you're feeling the vibrations, and, like, oh my God, I wake neighbors, like, things happen, like, I am loud. My poor roommates, I apologize.
And what does your boyfriend say about the vibrations?
All guys' penises are different too. Some guys really feel vibrations more than others. He only feels it in the head of his penis, so he can't really feel it in the shaft. He can enjoy it, but it's not super intense for him. But I've heard other guys say it's way more intense and that they, like, feel those vibrations.
Right. But
like,
he
a
can
lot
feel
stronger.
It, but he likes it. He doesn't like it. Right.
He more likes it because he looks down and I'm like, it's like a demon is being exercised from my body. And he's like, wow, like, I have a part in this. So he enjoys that aspect of it.
You can use it on men. Men like vibrations on their balls. You can. There's lots of different uses.
You know what I love about the magic
wand? Tell me.
I used to use my mom's when I was a little girl.
No, did you use it with a damp? Did you clean it with a damp cloth?
Gotta get that.
I legitimately believe, and I refuse to believe otherwise, but I think she used it to massage her back. Like, I really think she did because I saw her doing it, and I'm just gonna tell myself that that's what she used it for. But as a young girl, I used it, and that's like how I started to masturbate. And then I didn't use. Then my parents found out I was using it, and like it disappeared, and I could never find it again. But
until now,
but now I have the rechargeable, and it's like an upgraded version, and it kind of like throws me back to my, you know, rookie masturbating days, and I feel like a super pro now, but using the same type of toy. It's kind of a nostalgic thing for me, also.
Oh, sentimental.
Yeah.
And what are your how are your orgasms with it? Are they, do you have multiples? Lori just started having multiples. If you've missed the update here on the show, if you missed Lori talking about her experience with another toy she had, she had her multiple orgasms for the first time. It was actually five, though.
Right.
Three.
So now every time I have orgasms, I go for multiple because I'm high so five. Jazzed on them.
Wow, yeah, I love it. Great. Okay. And I like adding a little lube sometimes, water-based lube. And it just, again, it's your, when we're talking about all the nerve endings in the clitoris, 8,000 and 15,000 inside, you can rub it all. It's not, you know, clitoris, labia, all over. And I just heard something interesting from a friend as I'm talking about my anal sex a lot lately, that men can use it, put the magic wand in their perineum.
Oh.
And push up, and we got to get Eddie one.
Oh, P-spot, yeah.
Yeah, and actually, he said that it, like, he can feel his P-spot through that, using it because it's such a strong vibration, and it's the most intense orgasm ever. So,
try that.
We're going to give Eddie one next time Eddie's doing the review. I'm so sorry, Eddie, I didn't tell you that.
Okay.
But I've heard that before, but he broke it down for me. I'm like, wow, that makes total sense because it's strong, you can feel it. So, your perineum is next, Eddie.
Awesome.
Okay, so yeah, they can check that out at.
The website. It's just a magic wand. You can go to magicwandoriginal.com or magicwandrechargeable.com. They take you to the same place, or much easier, just go to sexwithemily.com, click on the magic wand banner.
Okay.
You're good.
There you go. Okay.
You're golden.
I feel like this is so good, you guys. People are going to understand now all these things we're talking about. Thank you for all this textured responses and changing people's lives. Okay.
Yeah.
So we move into the fleshlight, Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie. Eddie. Okay, you guys have heard me talk about the Fleshlight. It is body safe, phthalate free, super skin material. It is a masturbation sleeve. It's a male masturbation sleeve. And it has suction control. It simulates the feelings of real sex, like sex in a can. Inside the walls have special textures. They all feel different. There's hundreds of different kinds of Fleshlights. It is the number one selling sex toy for men. You use it with some lube, waterproof lube. It comes in different models. If you like Fleshlight girls, you can get like one of your favorite porn stars, or you could just get like a pink lady, a stamina training kit. You can actually get the Vibro, which has a vibrating bullet in it. There's lots of different kinds. There's the new Fleshlight Go. So I'm going to talk to Eddie. So first, Eddie, how did you usually masturbate? Just with your hand?
So yeah, just with my right hand. Sometimes, you know, if I want to get a little crazy, my left hand.
Right, mix it up. Change it up. Go crazy.
But now I masturbate with that and still with the hand. Okay. But not as often.
So you hadn't used a Fleshlight before you tried. No. How many of them have you tried now?
I have two, the Stamina Training Unit and the Flesh Jack.
Okay. So tell me about your experience with them.
So my very first experience, I was like, I don't know, like I've never really like felt like a grip on my penis or like anything, because I guess like in sex I'm used to like bottoming. So right. I was like, all right, like let's do this. And it was actually really great. I think I had like 3 orgasms the very first time I used it.
Really? Wow. Like you jacked 3 times?
Yeah, like I used it 3 different times instead of just like 1 with like regular masturbating.
Oh my God. Okay, and how did it feel? Were your orgasms, they feel different?
Yeah, they were really different because I guess I feel like with my hand, it's kind of just like a meh, like, oh, it's like, you know, you got the job done, that's it. It doesn't really last. And I feel like with the Fleshlights, they like, there's like a buildup to it, like a bigger buildup. And then like once there's like a release, it's like, oh, it's a great.
It's a different buildup. Okay. Yeah, so it's just definitely. Like a lot of things we're talking about here is that the toys allow you to build up. That's what really I'm always saying. It's not like it's replacing your hands or replacing your God-given parts. It's just what toys do is they just kind of give enhance you different experiences. You used the stamina training unit first, yes. And then you used...
No, I had the Fleshjack first.
Oh, the Fleshjack first,
and then
okay.
The stamina training.
Okay, and which, how do they differ?
So I want to say that the Fleshjack, I guess it kind of represents like an anus, so there's not really bumps in it, it's more smooth.
Okay, represents an anus, so that's good. Men want to the anus, yeah.
It's just like a smooth, you know, I guess like it kind of like it's a wavy in there. So it doesn't really have any bumps in there. It's more of like a smooth ride, but it's like it's a tighter, but like smoother.
Okay.
And then the stamina training unit has like little bumps throughout it, and they're like different patterns. Like you can feel them like differently throughout there.
So it feels good on your penis. Like you're like, whoa, what's that pattern? What's
there's
that?
Different patterns. So I'm sure there's like different patterns at the end, but I guess I'm not well endowed, so I don't get there to the end of the pattern.
Oh, Eddie.
But I'm sure other people will get there.
Okay. And then what about, did you use the lube with it?
Yeah, so I first tried Flesh Lube with it, and then I also have the Carmen Electra one.
I know, we told her the last, she was on the show the other day, and we told her that you loved it. You like the Electro Lube? Yeah. Electro Lube, which is great. Yeah. She had to make a lube with that name.
Right.
So you use it and then you ejaculate in it? And then you want to explain to the process?
I actually don't like ejaculating in my Fleshlights, even though you can clean them right after. I just like take it off. I guess,
that's kind of easier. Then you have to clean it. Right, you pull out of your Fleshlight.
Yeah, pull out of my Fleshlight.
don't want a Fleshlight pregnant.
Right? Although that would make more Fleshlights, which is
true, but we don't need more. We actually have 25 pounds.
That's how the Fleshlight
pounds.
Goes were born. Yeah.
The Fleshlight Go is actually really cool. So that's their latest product. Have we given you Fleshlight Go yet?
I haven't.
Okay, we're going to have to give you Fleshlight Go and a magic wand. It's closer to the size of a real Fleshlight, travel size, easy to carry around. It appears smaller, but it still accommodates 90% of men. So what else about the Fleshlight? So you loved it. What's next? What's next? Are you going to try? We're going to get you the magic wand. Okay, guys. Anything else we got to bring up? So Fleshlight, if you want one, you want to try it, go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner, and then you get a free bottle of their lube.
Yeah, use code Emily for a free bottle.
Oh, yeah, use code Emily.
Lube.
And what else do you want to say about that? So the Fleshlight, all this. Oh, and this stuff you can buy also on the Good Vibrations.
Yeah.
Good Vibes banner on my site if you want to buy any toys, but if you wanted to get the magic wand. I think you use code Emily too. But really, we were just trying to. And if this was interesting to you and you, there's other toys you've been curious about or that you'd like us to review, I just think that we're going to start doing more of these so we can really explain to you the stuff that we talk about and how toys can really help you and
different ways to use it, sex toy hacks, all that.
Sex toy hacks.
People love hacks.
Yeah.
I know. I love the hacks. Was there any hacks? I'm trying to think. Did we talk about hacks on this?
I
like the hacks of the using the magic wand. Well, with the guys. Guys don't think about that. But also using your nipples, you guys. I mean, even when you're masturbating, because you know I'm a huge fan of using lube. I have like lube wherever I go. I probably have some on me right now. But if you just start like you're rubbing your nipples, like use like a light massage there. It feels with the vibrations, it feels really good. And I hope everyone can check out the intensity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the intensity is a big one. And email us if you want to win one. Tell us why you want that, why you need the intensity in your life, and we'll pick a winner.
Yeah, we'll be listening.
Yeah. And any questions also you guys have about these toys that we're talking about, if there's something that you felt was not clearly explained, email us. We want to clear that up
for you. We want to know. We want to hear from you. Leaders talk about a bunch of topics that you cannot hear about anywhere else. And plus, there'll be some really cool products there, latest and greatest products. I'll be there. I'm giving the keynote. It is a unique, one-of-a-kind event, and if you want to take your relationship or your sex life or just your life to the next level, check it out.
Mm-hmm. Totes.
All right, everyone. And check me out, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's all Sex with Emily across the board, and I love hearing from you. Thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I gotta ask y'all a question here. Are you getting enough sex? Tell me, really. Are you getting enough? Whoever can get enough sex. I guess some people, maybe you're not having enough sex and you want more. Adam and Eve has all the solutions for you. They want to give you more sex. They have 10 free gifts. 10 free gifts. You get a sexy surprise for her. You get a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you will both enjoy. You get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping. Free shipping on your entire order. I do not like when people gouge you for shipping. Adam and Eve doesn't do that. Go to adamandeve.com. And you can also buy any of the toys we talked about today there. Not the intensity, but you can get the other ones and anything you want, really. If you've been looking for a new toy or just a little something to spice it up, they have lingerie, they have fun games you can play with your partner. Enter code Emily at checkout at adamandeve.com. Get your 10 free gifts. Change your sex life. Have a good night. Have a good life. I love you. Thanks for listening.